State Representative Patrick Kearney joins us this morning to discuss some goings-on at Beacon Hill. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one issue that has popped up recently are the tax refunds. There's also a proposal to put a cap on them.
Yeah, we're in discussions about what we're going to do and how we're going to facilitate the 62F tax refund. The amount is about $2.9, almost $3 billion that we have to return to the taxpayers of Massachusetts. As you know, we have a flat tax rate, so the folks that are getting their money back are all going to be based on what they gave to the state. So we're trying to figure out how to provide some more significant tax relief to folks, seniors, young families that need the money with the impending increase in energy costs and the inflationary pressures on food, gas, and everything else. It's becoming harder and harder for those families to make it by. So we want to make sure that if we can, we can target the tax relief to the folks that need it the most.
And that I was going to ask about that with the home heating costs. And are these one of the actions that the state will take to ease the blow, or is that one of the discussions?
Yeah, it's one of the discussions that we're having. Obviously, we have state and federal partners discussing increase in home heating assistance. We met with the Latvian embassy on Friday, and they discussed their concerns about the fact that 100% of their electricity was coming from Russian oil and gas. They now have to purchase from, you know, other countries in the EU, the United States, some other non-combatant OPEC countries. So this is not just something that's affecting folks here in Marshfield, Scituate, Norwell, Plymouth County. It's pressures that we're receiving due to international conflict. So we're doing everything that we can to help the folks that need it the most. And one of those discussions is this targeted tax relief.
Now, with you mentioned gas prices. They are on the rise again. And once again, we do hear a proposal to repeal the gas tax.
There are discussions of folks, I guess, saying that. I don't think that that'll happen. We don't tax folks right at the pump. We tax the wholesalers. So there's really no guarantee that that tax relief actually happens. The distributors can more or less, we could suspend the gas tax and you couldn't see tax relief at the pump. So it's not really a great way to actually provide relief to folks because we have no guarantee that it'll actually hit their wallet.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thank you so much for having me on.